Welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, glad you could join us on this Monday morning. Mostly sunny skies throughout the day today. High right around 50. Cloudy tonight, could see a little rain, low near 31, and then Tuesday could be a fun day. Cloudy with a mix of rain and snow and a high near 43. Now, just so folks, a little peek behind the curtain here.
Behind the curtain?
You and I have been here since, well, 5 o'clock this morning, 4:30, 5 o'clock?
Well, some of us got here earlier than others,
okay.
But you know.
I had all this time in the world to ask you about something. And when do I wait to ask you? As soon as we're getting ready to go on the air. I was like, hey, you know what? How'd your golf outing go yesterday?
Yeah, it was fun. Vernon View, formerly Hiawatha, the course I grew up playing when I was a Ute in Mount Vernon. And they did a par 3 challenge. So they basically you go counterclockwise around the golf course, and they set it up. So each hole was a par 3 instead of like the normal course, and holes range from like 40 yards to 160 yards. But they had them on all the drop-offs, all the edges, crowns, and all that. Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
And plus, you remember yesterday was kind of breezy?
A little windy there.
So, you know, when you're trying to hit a little knockdown 60-yard wedge to a tuck pin, and your hands you can't feel because it's wind chill of minus 85.
Uh-huh.
Because of the breeze, it was entertaining.
Yeah. Well, again, like I said, I had all morning long to ask you talk about it, and when do I do it? I ask you. We're both sitting down here. I thought, boy, how dumb am I?
Yeah.
But you know, that's just some of the things we do.
That was fun. I mean, I know you took the dogs for a walk and were out for a minute and said, "This way too cold for me."
Well, the little one looked at. Well, they're both little, but the skinny one looked at us like, "I don't know about you, but I'd like to go inside right now."
Yeah.
I mean, it was blustery. I mean, it's.
There was one point I was lining up to hit a tee shot. And a virtual leaf tornado went by. And, I mean, everybody in the group was laughing their heads off. And I just kind of tried to widen my stance up a little bit. Because you don't know how long it's going to last. And just fired through it. Well, hit the green, but, you know.
Well, that's because you're a good golfer. You played in the wind, Tiger. You did a nice job.
Well, Tiger always said, if you hit it properly, the wind doesn't impact it.
None of us hit it like Tiger, so it's going to impact our shots.
Now, there was a lot of windage yesterday.
Well, I always say this. All my leaves are down now. I mean, I had some that were holding on.
Yeah.
And the
after
one
that weed and wind yesterday.
Yeah, the one bush is completely bare. There's maybe one or two on the other one, but for the most part, pretty much down and out and ready to go.
And all the leaves are in Steubenville, so
well, I told you I smoked a pork loin yesterday, and I guarantee you people in Cleveland were going, where's that at? That smells pretty good.
Yes.
Because, I mean, it was.
Wafting.
Some serious wind. Hey, you know, before we get into a lot of stuff that's going on with sports, and I know it's not a sports show, but when I tell you what's going on here, you'll understand why I said that. It's now Thanksgiving time in the Doney household. We went and bought our turkey yesterday.
Okay.
And I told the wife as we're walking through the store, I'm like, yeah, can we just go home and make this one now and we'll get another one for Thanksgiving? But it was just, now to me, it's game on.
Mm-hmm.
It's ready to go, start getting all the preparations. I know a lot of folks have already done all that stuff and got things going with what they're doing, but now it gets serious. Once we buy that turkey and I know that's the one, now it's serious business.
Yeah,
so I'm ready.
So do you do other prep other than just thaw it?
No, I just let it sit with the turkey. Just let it thaw out. I'll throw it in the fridge here in a couple of days because I'm one of those that does not like to let it sit out because they tell you don't let it sit out room temperature. Throw it in the refrigerator. Let it do its thing. And,
and
I'm ready to go. I am ready to go. And I almost stood at the stovetop stuffing display yesterday and went, if you buy this, you're all sad. I almost stood there and did. But obviously, they sell a lot because they had on the shelf, and then they had at least
end caps, all of it.
At least 8 boxes that were not open yet that were getting ready to put back on that display. I'm like, okay, if you know what, if that's what makes your Thanksgiving is the stovetop, who am I to tell you?
Well, and I mean, if you jam it in the bird like you're supposed to, I mean, all those natural juices drip through there. It's fine.
It's not going
to
help it. There are no juices in that bird.
We did one time when I was a bachelor. We decided to have a Thanksgiving meal, like Thanksgiving Day.
Mm-hmm.
Went and bought a turkey breast, stovetop stuffing, instant mashed potatoes, a can of corn, cream corn, a can of regular corn, and maybe a can of green beans.
No gravy?
And an instant gravy. And it took us less than an hour to prepare and eat.
Well, you didn't cook the turkey long enough. I'll tell you that right now.
We all survived.
Yeah, sitting in the bathroom.
No.
Yeah, no, again, that's not going to work. That's a whole, like everybody else, I learned that's a whole process. Up early, start cutting, start getting stuff ready. I'm all about it. Yeah. It's my favorite holiday. A little upset this year because the oldest son is going to be up in the Cleveland area for his fiance's family. Way to dump us there, David. I appreciate that. Starting already, bud. Thanks. They paying bills for you?
That's the way it goes.
That's all right. I get it. I love her to death. She's already telling him what to do, folks. What can we do? Friday night.
Well, it's payback as you tell her where to go. So
that is true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Friday night, great football game. Terrible ending, obviously, for Licking Valley. They lose 17-14 on a 47-yard field goal from a high school kid who is a Army commit. We'll be going to Army, and we were talking to the guys from Steubenville. He's going to be going to the medical school at Army. So not only is he a pretty good athlete, I think he's a smart kid as well. But boy, I tell you, Joel, when you see a high school kid make a 47-yarder, and for me, as a Notre Dame fan, I can't get a kicker sometimes to miss extra points. Again, I understand. But that right there is as clutch as it gets.
Absolutely. Time was going. I mean,
it was out. Yeah. It was out. With 3 seconds left on the clock. Yeah. 3 seconds.
That's a game winner.
Kid boots it through and would have been good from 60.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I mean, that's the difference between getting beat and losing,
yes,
in my opinion.
I'm with
you. I mean,
you
play a great game, you stick to your strategy, you do all the things that you're supposed to do. It's tied up with 3 seconds left, and you get beat. Now, getting beat is way different than losing. So,
yeah, you could lose a game 110-7.
Uh-huh.
That's getting your butt whipped.
That's all those bad penalties that you see from time to time, and not just specific to Licking Valley, but, you know, undisciplined teams and all that. I think Coach Boffman's got a lot to be proud of this
year. Yeah. And it was funny because I emailed him, his son, and a guy who's helped me throughout the season with stats, and I just said, hey, you know, great season. Sorry the way it ended, blah, 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 blah. And I get back right away on a Sunday afternoon from Coach Boffman. Thanks for carrying the games for us. We really appreciate it. I mean, so that ought to tell you. I mean, I'm sure over 50 years of coaching, he's made somebody mad. I mean, I don't know anybody who can go 50 years without making somebody mad. Mm-hmm. But that ought to tell you about his character. I mean, didn't have to do that. I just sent it just to send it. I wasn't expecting a response, and he was the first one who got back to me. So it was just so disappointing. And I was watching the kids on the field. You know, you got the excitement of Steubenville. They're running down towards their band. And then you literally see kids for Licking Valley just laying on their back on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Most of those were the seniors because they know this is it.
Mm-hmm.
It's such the finality of all, we always say it's one and done. But the finality, you don't get it until you get it.
Yep.
And those kids now, you know, for the seniors, this is it. They're over.
And for a lot of them, this would be the greatest moments of their life.
Yep.
I mean, it really is. I mean, when you talk about the camaraderie, being undefeated until you're not, 50th year for Coach Boffman, I was out there for a couple of games, and you just see all the fans that pour in and all the seniors and the parents and the families and just all that stuff. I mean, those are, you know, lay on your back and just soak it in because you got beat in your last game, but you had a heck of a run.
Oh, 11-1.
And I mean, life doesn't always treat you right. So you got to sit back sometimes and go, hey, you know what? That was a pretty fun season.
And, you know, hats off to AD Mark McCullough. You think about all the logistics for them. It was a home game. And I'm telling you, there wasn't an empty spot on either side of those bleachers. Fans were ringed around the fence all the way around it. If they could have taken the band and told them, you have to go sit in the lobby of the high school, they'd have done that. They'd have had more people coming in. I mean, it was just the atmosphere on Friday night was unbelievable.
Yep.
And then, like it always is, I mean, it's so loud you can barely hear yourself think. And then as soon as that thing goes through the uprights, all you hear is the kids from Steubenville. Because, I mean, it has gone dead silent because you're watching and you're thinking to yourself, did I just watch a high school kid kick a 47-yard field right down the middle too, by the way, I should say that, and it would have been good from 60. I mean, it really,
that's called adrenaline.
All his kickoffs were through the back of the end zone, so you knew he had a leg.
Yep.
But to have the leg and then have the courage, shall we say, to go out there and knock in a 47-yarder. Hats off.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's all you can do. Walk up, shake the other team's hand, and go, hey, good luck next week.
Absolutely.
Now, they get Bishop Watterson next week, who I think won 52-7. Good luck, Steubenville, because that Bishop Watterson team is the real real deal. Mm-hmm. So congratulations to Licking Valley football. Great season. They finished 11-1. And, yeah, look for better things next year. They got a lot of kids returning. They are losing some seniors, but they do have a lot of kids returning. Speaking of Licking County League football, before we take a break, Newark Catholic and Coach Josh Hendershot have parted ways. So Newark Catholic now will be looking for a new head coach. It was a tough ride for Coach Hendershot, I think. 6-24, 7-23 over his 3 years. And very nice guy. I mean, it was super nice with me whenever I needed anything. He got back to me. But 6-24 at Newark Catholic, that's not going to work.
Mm-mm.
And so things have changed as they have always. So they're looking for a new coach. I think they're keeping the application process open to the end of the month. They'd like to get somebody in as soon as they can, but you know, it may be a little tough to find somebody because numbers are down over
there.
That's
it. Convincing young men to play football when you're in a small school, that is the key. I mean, there's a lot of small schools that barely have enough, and they still do it because they love it. So getting a few more bodies out on the field probably will be big-time help.
Yep, they need to – well, enrollment in the school is down. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's – they got to try to figure out a way to get more kids in. Then you got to try to get those kids to come out for football. I mean, congratulations to the volleyball team. A week ago, they won the state title. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they are still getting the athletes, male and female, but just seems like with football, kind of not as many kids going out for it. So, hopefully they can get it turned around. But 3 years in, and Coach Hendershot now will be – moving on, and Newark Catholic will be looking for a new football coach. We'll have a little bit more coming up, especially big news coming out of Mound City Little League. We'll talk about that next on Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country, 94.3 Western Licking County. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Newark Heath, Dave Doney, Joel Riley on this Monday morning. Mostly sunny skies. High right around 50 tonight, today. Cloudy tonight, chance of rain. And then Tuesday, cloudy skies and a mix of rain and snow headed our way. Well, we talked about, you know, Mound City Little League and, you know, something going on over there. Well, they have announced that the Shrine will not be played there moving forward. Now, again, I don't know what the exact reasons were. I read the press release that Mound City sent out, and it sounds like it was an amicable decision to kind of part ways. But when you think about it, and I remember when I moved down here 20 years ago, that's all I heard about for baseball was a Shrine. I mean, my boys played out in Southwest Licking, and they were able to play over there and be in the Shrine tournament. One actually got to the finals and lost. But that's a big deal. Mm-hmm. I mean, now the Shrine still wants to put on a tournament, but they got to just find a home for it. But that's, I mean, when you think about, again, I haven't been here that long, but you hear folks talking about this thing going back 40, 50 years, and folks are like, this is what we always knew in the summer was the Shrine tournament. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if your son ever got a chance to play in it. I know he played baseball.
Oh,
so,
sure.
I mean, I was kind of shocked. I just don't know what they're going to do. Mound City Little League, from what I could read, you know, I think they want to expand programming out there and get a little bit more games in and be able to have, like, the little kids in there some more. I think they only go up to age 12 in their league, so then they move on and play at the Y. But, I mean, it's going to be really weird to see. And it's not like there's not baseball fields around, but that complex was perfect for the Shrine. Now you got to find somewhere they can host a facility can host
enough fields and
easy.
Enough parking.
Exactly right. It might not be easy for them.
I don't think so.
So I would be keeping an eye on that. But yeah, I was a little shocked when I saw that press release come out. I'm like, wow. And I mean, again, you read through it. It sounds like, hey, everybody said this was the right time to do this. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and move on. Okay. I mean, I just hope everything works out for them, especially for the Shrine, Mound City will be fine. They're still going to have their league, still going to have their games down there. But quite a shock when I saw that Saturday, I think. I got the press release. I'm like, whoa. I mean, that's to me, that was kind of like, hey, what's happening? But again, neither here nor there. They're going to continue to play baseball at Mound City. You just won't have the Shrine Tournament, which I know would go a couple weekends. But I mean, to my mind, Joel, it always ran perfectly. I mean, when we were there, we never saw any issues. Or I mean, them games were get them on, get them off, get them on, get them off, and away you went. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with that, especially for the Shrine, where they can try to find another complex where they can host those games. But it'll be interesting to see as it moves forward. And then the other thing starting today, I completely forgot about this. The Ohio High School Athletic Association, the member schools, will begin to vote on a referendum dealing with the NIL. Mm-hmm. It starts today, and I think it runs through the end of the week where teams can vote. I don't know, Joel. I don't know how they're going to get around not doing it. I mean, I really, really don't know how they're going to be able to get around it, because I think the loss, well, we've already seen it. I mean, one kid already went to court over. I just don't know how they're going to get away from it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you and I talked over the weekend about Clemson and Dabo.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's, wow, his program is so far off the rail. And he's been that staunch, I'm not doing it. I'm not trading. I'm not going to portal. I'm not doing all that stuff. And look at his program now.
Yep.
So, I mean, again, it just, do you want to draw a line in the sand or do you not? Are you thinking that, you know, kids and parents in high school age are ready to start dealing with lawyers and money and all that stuff? And I know, you know, LeBron James, there's these man-childs out there, and sometimes they, you know, I mean, all these guys that are going to be pro ballers, but it's like, I mean, I just cringe because it's like, can't we just let kids be kids?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I've read study after study after study after study that says, you know, young people, their brains aren't fully formed until their early middle 20s. And now you're throwing money at them with agents and lawyers and all that stuff. And I mean, you know, it's as old as time itself. Money and power corrupt. I mean, there's all these things that conspire and everybody knows, but mm-hmm. it's like, I got to get my money now. And it's just, I don't know. I wish someone would take a stand. I wish someone would just say, let kids be kids, and let's not organize it all the way down to where now ESPN, the Ocho, is playing high school games and all that stuff just because of NIL money.
Yeah. And again, if you remember back when they voted on this, I don't know if it was last year or 2 years ago, overwhelmingly was defeated. And
yeah.
I mean overwhelmingly.
Uh-huh.
Now, there's about approximately 810 schools that are member schools of the OHSAA. I'd like to see how we will see how this vote goes, but yep. I'm just curious as to kind of some of the thinking going on with some of these folks, the ADs that are.
Well, I mean, think about the commercial endorsements that you see now, because this is what NIL is.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So, like, your least favorite commercial on TV right now,
the Dodge Ram
featuring Drew Aller.
Yep.
Okay. Are you going out to buy a Ram truck because of Drew Aller? Probably not.
Nope.
You know, you got the high school kid and a local chicken places commercial.
Yeah.
You know, are you? Is that what it's about, or is it about? I don't.
It is, and again, you can see where they're coming from, because like we've said this all along, it started, and you've just kept opening cans. Opening cans, mm-hmm. opening cans.
And once Pandora's out of the box,
there's no getting back it
in.
Back. And again, the NCAA fell asleep on it, thought they could handle this, and it's been a complete nightmare. To my mind,
mm-hmm.
it's been a complete nightmare for sports.
And, you know, we've talked about it, too, where, you know, you think parents are bad at football and basketball and baseball games now. If their young star athlete isn't A, getting the treatment, B, getting the deals, and C, getting the playing time, you think the parents are going to be quieter or louder?
Well, here's the other
thing. You think if an ump or ref makes a bad call, do you think the threats on that ump or ref are going to get calmer or more vicious? I mean, come on, people.
Well, and here's the other thing about this, and I've said this before. You give these kids, and I'll just stick with the college kids, you give these kids money, how much effort are they putting into it? Hey, I already signed my contract. I'm already getting my money. I'm driving around in a Mercedes-Benz because I'm dealing with this dealer over here. Yeah, it stinks to lose, but if I got just the slightest bit of an injury, you know what? I think I'll sit this one out.
I think there, you know, it just depends on how the kid is wired.
Right.
And, you know, that's why true greatness should be celebrated. That's why LeBron James is in that greatest that ever played conversation. That's why, you know, Tiger Woods versus Jack Nicklaus. I mean, because, you know, talent will get you so far. Mental, I mean, you know, Rudy, the movie.
Yeah.
I mean, here's a kid that wanted it so bad he never gave up and got in one play, even though his talent was suspect.
Mm-hmm.
But he just stayed on it. So are you going to celebrate that kid? Or are you going to celebrate the lazy POS that mails it in but has natural ability and has all kinds of NIL deals?
I see.
And this is the thing. And that's what we're that's where we're headed right now.
And here's the other thing that people forget about this. What about the coaches? Now, high school coaches make pennants. I mean, nothing. I mean, you're talking nothing. About $4,000 a year, a lot of these coaches. That's what the extra contract is for.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do if the kid, like I said, drives up in a Mercedes, rolls out in all the newest Nike stuff, and you're just like, what's happening here?
Yeah, well, the reality is there aren't a lot of those kids around.
No, but there will be.
Well, again, it just because that top dog is what sets the pace. And then, my kid's next, and my kid's next,
that's
and my
exactly
kid's
right.
next.
Exactly right. Who did you talk to, and how do I get a hold of them?
Get an eight, all that stuff. And that's how it gets going. And then pretty soon you got one kid getting all the attention, and all the other parents and all the other kids are jealous. And that's how it works.
And I am telling you, I don't know how – I will know in a few days how this vote goes. I'm hoping, as you and I were talking about, and you just mentioned on Saturday, somebody just takes a stand and just says, you know what, we'll mess with it. Now, I can hear what they're going to say. I can hear this right now. Well, we just figured we're not going to be able to afford the lawyers to do this. We're in Ohio, you know, the Athletic Association. We don't have the funds to fight this. We'll just throw our hands up. I'm hoping they don't do that. I really am. And again, it's nothing against, you know, people saying, oh, this, that, and the other. I don't think you need this in high school sports. I don't want it in college sports, let alone in high school. If you'd have just figured out some way to help these kids in college where a coach can't give them a hamburger, but they can go out here and play in front of 110,000. That's what I'm talking about. This all goes back to the stupidity for me to the NC2A. You know, people forget how this started. Started with Ed O'Bannon at UCLA, and he said, wait a minute, you can't use my face and my body likeness and my jersey on a computer game, the Nintendo, the EA Sports.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it all started, was him saying, wait a minute, if you're going to do that, I want to get money. And the NCAA buried their head and said, "Beh, this will never pass. Don't worry about it." And then here you are.
Mm-hmm.
So think back to, I mean, that's how long ago that was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Ed O'Bannon played in the late 90s, early 2000s. And that, it reminds me so much of collective bargaining for baseball players and free agency. When those folks eons ago said, no, wait a minute. I'm not going to just sit here and not be able to move around. And they did. Now, Curt Flood, I mean, he's the most famous one. He got blackballed. I mean, the guy didn't get much out of that. But what he did set the precedent for all these contracts and this free agency. So Ed O'Bannon, God bless him, he stuck his head out there and went, wait a minute, this isn't right. And the NC2A, just for lack of a better word, fumbled it.
Well, it used to be you got a good education out of your athletic ability, because most kids that play college ball, whether it's basketball, baseball, football, hockey, lacrosse, pick it, don't get to play pro ball. But you got a heck of an education out of it. Well, that's not enough anymore.
Nope. Now it's how do I make some money so that I can set myself up for the rest of my life? And it'll be interesting. I mean, I really can't wait to see. We'll try to get on somebody from the OHSAA when all the voting is completed, because I think it'll be much, much closer, if not approved, than the last time. Now, it was buried the last time. I want to say, like I said, 70% to 30%. My guess is that number is going to move, and hopefully it doesn't move too far.
I don't know who the voters are, but if there are coaches involved, just be careful what you're voting for.
I think it's all the athletic directors from those schools. So
you think you got headaches now? Batten down the hatches. Yeah, we've got an agent on line 2, an agent on line 3, and an angry parent on line 4. Oh, and there's a couple refs that would like to talk to you. They're waiting in the lobby.
Pull an Indiana Jones and go out the window. That'd be the best thing that can happen to you. Be sure to join us on Wednesday's Talk of the Town. We'll be joined by Judy Dollison. She is the president of the Central Ohio Better Business Bureau. She will be here talking about all things holiday and how you have to protect yourself when you're out shopping. Plus, again, we talk about all the time. I just saw Lincoln County Sheriff's just talked about a new scam, and it's that time of the year, man. They are out there, and they are getting folks, and that's the scary part. So we'll have Judy Dollison on Wednesday's Talk of the Town, talk about things going on with the Central Ohio Better Business Bureau.